ourselves with in science appear in a myriad of forms and a multitude of actors. For instance, if you stand at the seashore, look out and you see, of course, water, waves breaking, foam, sloshing motion of water, sounds, the air, the wind, and the clouds, the sun, blue sky, and light. There's sand and there's rocks of various hardness, permanence, color, and texture. There's animals in the sea and seaweed. There's hunger and disease. There's the observer standing on the beach. Maybe there's even happiness and thought. Any other spot in nature has a similar variety of things and influences. It's always as complicated as that, no matter where you are. Curiosity demands that we ask questions, that we try to put the things together to understand this multitude of aspects as perhaps the action of a small number of elemental things, or things and forces perhaps in an infinite variety of combinations. For instance, is the sand other than the rocks? That is to say, is the sand maybe nothing but a great number of very tiny stones? Is the moon a rock? What we mean is, if we understood rocks, we also understand the sand and the moon. And so, another example, is the wind a sloshing of the air, analogous to the sloshing motion of the water and the sea? What common features do different movements have? What's common to different kinds of sound? How many different colors are there, and so on? So we gradually try to analyze all this, trying to put together things which at first sight look different, with the hope that we may be able to reduce the thing and understand it better. A few hundred years ago, a method was devised to find partial answers to such questions, and I wish to give you a report on the progress to date in analyzing these things. By observation, reason, and experiment, of course, is the method that we call science. Now, what I'm limiting myself to is a description of our basic view or basic ideas of what they sometimes call the fundamental physics, fundamental idea. And I'd like to explain what that means and also what the difference, what we mean by understanding something a little bit. In this complicated array of things, you can imagine it's something like trying to watch a great chess game played by the gods, and you don't know how, what the rules of the game are, but all you're allowed to do is watch the play. Now, of course, if you watch long enough, you may eventually catch on to a few of the rules. The rules of the game is what I mean by the fundamental physics. Even if you knew every rule, however, you may not be able to keep up to understand why a particular move is made in the game, merely because it's too complicated and your mind is limited. You must know if you know how to play chess that it's easy to learn all the rules, and yet it's very hard to select the best move or to understand why Alekhine did that. And so in the same manner, only much worse is it in nature that we may be able to find all the rules. Actually, we do not have all the rules. We know that we don't have the rules. Every once in a while, something like castling or something is going on that we still don't understand. Yeah, but aside from not knowing all the rules, what we really can explain in terms of those rules is very, very limited. Because in almost all situations, like the man standing at the seashore, the situation is so enormously complicated that we cannot follow how everybody's doing all the rules and what's going to happen next. But I must say, I'm limiting myself, therefore, to this more basic, the rules, the question of the rules of the game, which I'm going to try to describe. Now, how can we tell if the rules are all right? We can't analyze the game very well. How do we know we guessed the right rule? We can't analyze the game. There are roughly speaking, three ways. First, there may be simple situations. In one corner of the board, there's only a few pieces at work, and that we can find and figure out exactly. So we have situations where this nature is arranged, or we arrange nature purposely to be so simple and have so few parts working together that we can figure out exactly what we have to check whether rules work there. Another interesting way to check rules is in terms of overall theorems. For example, if the rule of the movement on the bishop on the chessboard is that it moves only on the diagonal, then one can deduce that no matter how many moves have been made and no matter what happens, a bishop that's on a red
square will always be on a red square. So without being able to follow the details, you can always check your idea about the bishop motion by finding out if it is on a red square. And of course you will for a long time, until all of a sudden you discover it changed to a black square. What happened, of course, was in the meantime it got captured. Another pawn came down to the queen and you turned into a bishop on a black square. But that's the way it is with the physics. For a long time we'll have a rule which works excellently in an overall way that we can't, even when we can't follow the details, and then sometime we may discover a violation of the rule in some small way and then discover a new rule. Incidentally, from the point of view of basic physics, the most interesting phenomena are, of course, the new places, the places that don't work, not the places that do work, because that's where we'll discover new rules. Incidentally, the third way to tell if the idea is right is a crude way, but probably the most powerful of them all, and that is by rough approximation. By that I mean, you can may not be able to tell exactly why Alekhine is this particular piece, but you can roughly understand that he's gathering his pieces around the king to protect it, more or less. That's a sensible thing to do under the circumstances. So in the same way, we can understand nature more or less very often without being able to see what everyone is doing in terms of our understanding of the game. Well, at first, the phenomena of nature were rapidly divided into classes. Classes like heat, electricity, mechanics, magnetism, properties of substances, chemical phenomena, light, optics, X-rays, nuclear physics, gravitation, meson phenomena, and so on. But the aim, of course, is to see nature, complete nature, as different aspects of one set of phenomena. And that's the problem of basic theoretical physics today, to find the laws behind the experiment, to see if we can amalgamate these groups. Well, we historically have always been able to amalgamate the groups, but as time goes on, things are found. If we're amalgamating very well, all of a sudden X-rays are found, and amalgamate some more, and now mesons are found. So at any one stage of the game, it always looks pretty messed up. A great deal is amalgamated, but then there are all kinds of wires and threads hanging out in all directions, and that's the situation today, which I have to describe. For example, historically, examples of amalgamation are the amalgamation of heat and mechanics. As we explain, atoms in motion, when the more the motion is, the more the heat that the system contains, and so heat and temperature effects can all be represented by the laws of mechanics. Another tremendous amalgamation was the relationships between electricity, magnetism, and light, which you found to be all different aspects of exactly the same thing, which we call today the electromagnetic field. Still another amalgamation is the unification of chemical phenomena, the properties of various substances, and the behavior of atomic particles, which is in the quantum mechanics of chemistry. The question is, of course, is this always going to be possible? Is it always going to be possible to amalgamate everything and ultimately discover that this entire variety of the world is merely different aspects of one thing? Nobody knows. All we know is that as we go along, we find we can amalgamate pieces and then find pieces that don't fit and keep trying to put the jigsaw puzzle together. But whether there's a finite number of pieces and whether there's a border to this jigsaw puzzle or not is, of course, not known, and it will never be known until we find if we do whatever fits the picture. Thank you.